From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. A political shock in Egypt today. The nation's highest court dissolved the newly elected Islamist-dominated parliament. Many there are describing the move as a coup by the military-led government. The court also threw out a parliamentary measure that had banned members of former President Hosni Mubarak's regime from running for office. That's important because one of the two remaining candidates vying for the presidency is Mubarak's last prime minister, Ahmed Shafik. And the court's ruling allows him to participate in the presidential runoff this weekend. In a moment, we'll hear directly from a member of the Egyptian parliament. But first, NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Cairo. She's been reporting from Tahrir Square, the epicenter of last year's revolution that ousted Mubarak. Tonight, a few hundred protesters have gathered there, though the square is relatively empty. Earlier, I asked Soraya about the reason for today's rulings by Egypt's Supreme Constitutional Court.
It's very confusing at this stage. What we do know is that the High Constitutional Court today seems to have upheld a lower court ruling that found that a third of the seats in parliament, which are held by independents, that the people who were elected to those seats were elected illegally. Basically, what happened is that these people were represented by parties, and they were not independents. And so, basically, as a result of this, the entire parliament is to be dissolved. Who actually does that, whether it's this court or whether it's going to be the generals who are ruling this country at the moment, that's still a little bit unclear.
So is this a coup by the military-led government, as many critics of the rulings are claiming?
Well, this is what Khaled Fahmy, the chair of the history department at the American University in Cairo, had to say.
Yes, it is a coup. It's a coup not by tanks. It's a coup by courts, by law. It's a coup that has been prepared for carefully. It didn't start today, but today, of course, was a serious escalation whereby we had the parliament dissolved, and at the same time, the green light being given to the front runner of the military, the favorite candidate, Ahmed Shafik, to run.
There are many people here who describe this as a military coup or a soft coup, similar to what happened in Algeria in 1991 when the Islamist party there was on the verge of victory. The military ended up taking over, and much violence resulted as a result of that.
Now, the Islamists are the main force in parliament. How are they reacting?
Well, it's been a mixed reaction, basically. We've had many of them saying that this is just not right. This is a political coup. Certain leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood, which, of course, is the dominant force in parliament, have said that. But then others have said no, that they would respect the ruling. One of them is, in fact, the Muslim Brotherhood candidate for president, Mohamed Morsi.
How are the youth groups that were pivotal to the revolution taking this?
Not well at all. You can hear them gathering behind me. They're screaming void, null. They're chanting revolutionary chants. Many here feel this is such a big step back and that basically this takes away all the progress that was made since February 2011.
Soraya, what does this mean for the presidential runoff that was slated for this weekend?
Well, the government announced that the election will, in fact, take place on Saturday. And at this point, both candidates say they are taking part. I mean, while Mohamed Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood's candidate, did not specifically say he would do it, he kept referring in an interview with Dream TV, which is a local television station here, he kept saying that he, when he's president, God willing, this is what he would do.
NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, thank you.
You're welcome.